Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports more than 8,400 corona infection cases and 53 deaths in past 24 hours. Parliamentary Party meeting of Nepali Congress decides to vote against confidence motion to be presented by Prime Minister in the House session on 10th of May. Government to bring 400 empty oxygen cylinders from China in the first phase. And India records more than 4,000 COVID-19 related deaths in a single day. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 8,418 new coronavirus infection cases in the past 24 hours. Now, Nepal has recorded almost 385,900 cases of corona infection. Similarly, the ministry has reported 53 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,632. In the last 24 hours, 3,370 people recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now neared 83,500. Meanwhile, prohibitory orders have been imposed in 61 districts of the country. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said complete prohibitory orders have been imposed in 53 districts and partial prohibitory orders have been imposed in 10 different districts. Assessing the local situations, the local administrations have been imposing prohibitory orders with the aim of controlling corona infection. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has decided to vote against the confidence motion to be presented by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in the House of Representatives. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Bala Krishna Khad said the meeting of the parliamentary party of the Nepali Congress decided to vote against the confidence motion to be presented by the Prime Minister in the House of Representatives on 10th of May. The meeting has also urged other political parties in the House to vote against the motion. The meeting held at the parliamentary party office at Singhadarbar today also approved the decision taken by the party's Central Working Committee on the 3rd of April. The party has also decided to demand the Prime Minister's resignation and initiate the process to constitute a new government led by the Nepali Congress. The party also termed the government's move to issue ordinance related to the Constitutional Council unconstitutional, saying the party president Sher Bahadur Doba would not take part in the Constitutional Council meeting held by the Prime Minister for tomorrow. The party said the government's move is against the sentiment of the Constitution and urged all stakeholders not to take part in the meeting of the Constitutional Council. The party has also urged the government to take the concrete steps to stem the corona infections and The party has also urged the government to take concrete steps to control the corona infections and ease the treatment of the corona patients. CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Rahal Prachanda has urged to hold the meeting of the Constitutional Council. Issuing a press statement today, Chair Dahal demanded the halt of the meeting, saying no Constitutional Council meeting could take place when the House Speaker and the leader of the main opposition party did not take part. He urged all the members of the Constitutional Council not to attend the meeting as the meeting had been called with an ill intention of colluding constitutional provisions. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has confirmed COVID infection in 19 lawmakers today. Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Dr. Rosanath Pandey said 19 lawmakers, including one member from the National Assembly, have tested positive. A total of 205 lawmakers underwent the test. Prior to this, 9 members in the parliament were tested positive for the virus and currently they are under the medical care. With the latest test result, the number of lawmakers getting infected from the coronavirus has reached 28. The tests were conducted at the Federal Parliament building, New Banasore, for 3 days in view of the House of Representatives session summoned for the 10th of May. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government will bring 400 empty oxygen cylinders from China. A meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center held under the chair of its coordinator and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel decided to bring 400 cylinders out of 20,000 in the first phase from China. Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body aircraft will be leaving for China on the 10th of May for the same. The government of China has decided to assist 20,000 empty oxygen cylinders to Nepal when the country is struggling with the massive spread of COVID-19. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has clarified that there is no health safety risk at Mount Everest Base Camp. In a press statement today, the Ministry said its attention has been drawn towards the recent news reports by some media that some members in the Everest expedition team for the spring session had tested positive for COVID-19, raising fears of serious outbreak. The ministry has said there is no such risk at Everest Base Camp as claimed by some media. According to the ministry, 774 people of 86 expedition teams from 79 countries have acquired permission for climbing Everest this season and they all have followed the health safety protocols to the possible extent. Meanwhile, a team led by noted climber Kami Rita Sherpa, which reached the top of Mount Everest on Friday evening as rope fixers for this season's expeditions, have arrived at the base camp. Nepal Tourism Board's director Meera Acharya said the team was welcomed at the base camp this noon. Kami Rita had led the 12-member rope fixing team to the summit and it is his 25th successful ascent of Everest. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. India recorded more than 4,000 coronavirus deaths in a day for the first time as more states imposed lockdowns in a desperate bid to halt the devastating new COVID-19 surge. The 4,187 new deaths took India's overall toll to 238,270 since the pandemic started. It added another 401,078 new cases in 24 hours, taking its caseload to nearly 21.9 million, second only to the United States. Health experts who have expressed doubt about the official death toll say the new wave may not hit a peak until the end of May, and there have been mounting calls for tough nationwide measures to contain the coronavirus. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval for the Chinese-made COVID vaccine Sinopharm. It is the first vaccine developed by a non-Western country to get WHO backing. The vaccine has already been given to millions of people in China and elsewhere. The WHO has previously While you approved the vaccines made by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty wind or hail is likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports more than 8,400 corona infection cases and 53 deaths in past 24 hours. Parliamentary Party meeting of Nepali Congress decides to vote against confidence motion to be presented by Prime Minister in the House session on 10th of May. Government to bring 400 empty oxygen cylinders from China in the first phase, and India records more than 4,000 COVID-19 related deaths in a single day. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.